Well, July the 2nd might be the major event in this federal election, but with pre-poll voting now open and up to 4 million expected to take advantage of it, the Prime Minister's declared that every day from now till election day is important. What a thought. So it's with renewed excitement that we yet again board the Election Express, where we get a distinctive take on how it's all playing out in different parts of the country through the eyes of newspaper editors very close to their communities. Now, if you are a regular listener, you'll know we're not going to the editors of the big metropolitan mastheads. We're going to the places we don't often hear from, regional and rural areas and ethnic and religious communities. So this week we've asked the editor of the Alice Springs News, Erwin Klander, to join us, along with Joe Khoury, who's editor of El Mustaqbal, or The Future. It's a Lebanese Arabic language newspaper. It's printed in Sydney, but distributed right across Australia, and it's printed in Arabic. So welcome, gentlemen, to you both.
Hi, Geraldine.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll get a sense, if we could, first, of what kind of publications you run and your readership. Starting with you, Erwin Klander, in Alice Springs, how many times do you publish?
Oh, daily, every minute almost. We're online. We founded the paper 23 years ago. We were on paper for 19 years, and in the last 4 years, online. So anything happens, it's up there within minutes. So we're always on deadline.
Goodness me. What a terrible thought. Anyway, I shouldn't say that. It's the future, I know. So how's it going online?
Print media going online, it was difficult to begin with to get advertising at a level that was good. On the other hand, the production costs are far lower. We have now turned the corner. We've got an excellent salesman who's doing very well, and I think we are now where we were hoping to be about 2 years ago. So it's been a difficult 2 years, but we've built up traffic. We've got something like 190,000 page views a month. Mm-hmm. We've got 17,000 different people logging on, so we've got 17,000 readers, and we've got extremely good statistics, and we can prove all these things. And it's a wonderful thing, and it's great being online because we know exactly how many people read which story. So the news judgment that we need to make all the time is informed by those statistics much better than the print newspaper was.
Very interesting. And just very, in the broad, who's your readership?
Well, we are parochial. We are based in Alice Springs. We are our patch is 1,000-kilometre radius from Alice Springs, give or take. Lingiari, which is what we will be talking about, I guess, is the seat. It's 5.5 times as big as Great Britain. So it's a huge seat. Half of that is Aboriginal freehold land. So we have, particularly after going online, our Aboriginal readership in the bush has grown a lot. Everybody's got a mobile phone, and most larger communities now have mobile phone service. So basically our readership in the Aboriginal society has grown by that through that factor. And we tend to write for everybody.
Very interesting.
We've had 11,000 comment pieces over the last 3 years. That means we write a story, people comment on sometimes within minutes, sometimes they say, yeah, that's good or that's bad, and sometimes they contribute to the content enormously. So we might have, you know, a dozen facts, and somebody would add another six important facts to the story. So we try to write for everybody, absolutely.
Well, let me see how Joe Khoury sees it. Yes. With your publication, El Mustaqbal.
Yes, El Mustaqbal, The Future. It's coming twice a week, every Wednesday and Saturday, covering the Arabic community or the nation.
Throughout the nation, and
it, yes, throughout the nation.
So you send it to, you know, everywhere.
Well, actually, we deliver it all over Australia. And the leadership is the Arabic community, of course, Lebanese, Syrian, Egyptian, Iraqis, Palestinian, most of those, they read our newspaper.
So let's turn to the election now and how it fits into both of your publications then. And as you said, Erwin, well, actually, I'll start with Joe first, because such an interesting sort of readership, Joe, such a big, broad group. Are you focusing on the election at all?
Yeah, definitely. We now, this month, we are very busy with the election. Actually, we receive a lot of government advertising to let the people how to vote. It's very important.
Just about the nature of our system, you mean?
Yes, system how to vote in the Senate or in the representative, the House of Representatives. It's a different sheet. And they try in Arabic language to tell the readers or the community how to vote exactly, not to lose your vote, to go to shame.
We probably should all read it. And would you say that over this period, this long period, you've discerned the key issues that your readers are interested in?
Well, the key issue is the Medicare and the school. School and Medicare, very, very, these two issues. Mm-hmm. They concern the community, and the other thing, like how to depends how to deal with other matter.
Right.
I don't want to go politic like the refugee or something. Well, the refugee is problem to the both the opposition and the government. Also,
so they are or they are not interested in the British? They are interested.
No, they are. They are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, actually, the community here doesn't put their view about refugee much. Okay, but the Bill Shorten, he said he's gonna give 30,000 for the refugee people
to raise the intake.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but it's, I think if give him a bit, trouble.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
You're not. No. Fair enough. I'll take your point.
But what I hear from the statistic and the survey here and there, and they not happy with this idea.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, on Thursday, the Prime Minister hosted an iftar dinner, the first time ever that has occurred, and a meal to break the Ramadan fasting brought it into Kirribilli House. A number of people from the Lebanese Muslim community were present. Have you discerned how the dinner was received? Was it seen as a genuine gesture, or was it seen as opportunism, or what?
Well, I think it's genuine gesture. I think genuine. There is somebody there was, people maybe they're not happy to be there with the Prime Minister being invited. But, it's a good idea to do it, the Prime Minister first time, He gets some new faces. I never see some of them. Myself, only few I know there.
Now you're a Maronite Christian yourself, aren't you? A lot of listeners might be thinking that the community is more Muslim, which it would be. But you're able, are you? You're confident of your ability to produce an outlet that goes to all people from the Middle East, as it were, who've found themselves in Australia.
Yeah, actually here. The Christian community is not a minority. They are majority.
Oh, okay.
Not minority.
Not a minority, okay.
No,
I didn't realize that.
Especially I'm talking about Lebanese. We have about at least 600,000 Christian Lebanese in Australia here. Okay. And I think, I attend so many of the iftar myself. Every day I have somewhere different one. And that sometime before, they used the church, Malkite church, they used to do iftar every year.
Okay, iftar. Now, look, I'm just going, because I've let Erwin's and not had a chance to sort of describe what you think are the key interests in your area, Erwin.
Yes, I think to make it clear what drives the selection is to give you a bit of a thumbnail sketch of what Alice Springs and the Centre is about and what the opportunities are and what the problems are. The opportunities are great. Alice Springs is a very pleasant town. It's like Canberra. Beautiful. There are lots of amenities. It's a comfortable place to live. Better still, 10 minutes and you're out of the bush, and the landscape is superb. The McDonald Ranges, east and west, are wonderful. You can walk. You can make camp in a dry creek bed. You open a bottle of wine. You cook in the open fire. And you... You roll up the swag.
We know some of us.
You don't believe in tents.
So are people being encouraged there enough, I suppose? Is there enough money being turned over?
No, exactly. I mean, tourism is something that hasn't been going terribly well, and we're working hard to promote the place and explain to people how fantastic it is. So, you know, we are 600 metre high, so we'll never have a tsunami. We have no cyclones. We're too far from the ocean. So when you guys are having swimming pools falling into the ocean, it wouldn't happen to us. We have zero pollution.
Yes, now come on, get back to what's actually that. What's affecting people's possible votes, though?
Well, the voters want the government to be cleverer in making this place tick again. We have had a decline in tourism. We've had difficulties with too much alcohol and too much crime, which gets an enormous amount of publicity, which it doesn't really deserve, but which needs to be taken care of. So, with all the wonderful things, the sort of problems are that although there are enormous opportunities in the bush, we have quite a lot of underground water. We have hundreds of square kilometres of arable land. We've got a large number of idle labour living in the bush, and we've got excellent transport links, which are mainly used northbound, but which could also be southbound. So whatever we produce, we can corner the market with it in Adelaide.
Yeah. If you like. Now, of course,
so these are the kinds of things we want to happen.
Warren Snowden has actually occupied that seat for years now.
Nearly 30 years,
almost continuously for 30 years.
Yeah.
So, is there any sense that people feel it's time for him to go, or would they like him to remain?
Well, I don't think it's so much Labor and Liberal and or coalition for us. No, the two guys who are running the place, or who are the interlocutors for us when it comes to politics, Warren, who's been doing this for 30 years with the exception of 2 years, about halfway through, and Nigel Scullion, who's the senator. So basically, the problem is they're singing from the same song sheet. So it's basically more money, more money, more money. So they're performance is judged, or they expect the performance to be judged by how much money is being spent, not how well that money is being
interesting.
Used. And that's the key.
Well, look, I'm just going to go back because my time is ticking away, I'm afraid, Erwin. And Erwin is actually an Austrian by birth, so this is a convert and a very passionate one, I can tell. Now, Joe...
I'm not far from Lebanon.
Yes, that's
well,
right.
Well, give you a citizen, no problem. I can give you one.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Now, Joe, tell me how you read then, because you've got this really fascinating constituency, how you read... Just finally, in a minute, how do you think the election's going to go there?
Well, election, there is a West in Sydney. The West in Sydney decide this election. There is 8-seat marginal seat, okay? Those very important. If somebody win 7 of the 8, he'll win the election.
Okay.
In Western, because I'm in the area here, I'm always focusing on here. You know, there is 8 seat, very marginal. Okay, if anyone wins those 7 of the 8 seats or 6 of, he wins the election.
Well, we will see. I mean, actually, I think also this year, we've said that in the past, I think South Australia is the one that everybody's really very exercised by. Look, thank you both very much indeed. Two passionate arrivals to Australia in charge of very important outlets by the sound of it. Erwin Klander, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Geraldine.
From the Alice Springs News, and Joe Khoury, editor of El Mustaqbal. Thank you for joining us too.
Thank you too. Thank you. Have a lovely morning.
Okay, and we will no doubt, that's a Lebanese Arabic newspaper distributed right across Australia and right on the ball by the sound of it.